friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. My name is Dayson.
And I'm Drew.
And we're just a couple of idiot girls. And today we're talking about movies.
Ooh. Right. Yeah, Dayson's what you would call a cinephile.
A connoisseur of sorts.
Yeah, I'm not. But I watch what I like.
When I see it, I do
when
it.
When I see it.
When I feel it, I feel do it.
I do it. That's from a movie. Who can tell?
That we love that
movie. Yeah, we love that movie.
Well, I got my degree in film. So I don't want to say that's why I know so much. But I think I've just always had a really big affinity for the movies in general. The movie going experience, if you will.
Yeah, and is 90% of that eating the popcorn? Probably.
You choose. That's not my fault.
Yeah. So I don't even really care for popcorn that much, but like when I go to the movies,
dude,
it's just when I go, I have to have it. Like I have to have something to eat and like snack on while I eat at the movies. So that's why I'm like,
Drew just wants a large Diet Coke as soon as we walk through the door. Drew's gonna fuck about the popcorn because she's disgusting and drinks way too much soda.
I used to drink way too much soda.
Sure.
I mean, now that I have my own house, maybe it's changed a little.
Your fridge at your house, like, you know, they do those organization videos on TikTok. All the little drawers you have are just full of Diet Coke and Diet Dr. Pepper.
Oh, man, I'll bust it open.
You have Diet Dr. Pepper. You have Diet Coke in your Brita machine.
I have two Britas, one for Diet Coke and one for water. One for Diet Coke and one for Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, no water. You're old. That's what this thing's for. What do I need water for?
No, seriously. Yeah. Well, I mean, I love movie snacks. Like, I just love the whole experience of like getting snacks and like going inside the movies. Like, I think it's always, the movies are always fun to me.
Yeah.
You know, some people are like, I don't like going to the movies because it's boring or whatever.
I'm you don't
like,
go with the right I people. I love going to the movies.
Yeah. And me and Dace, when we go to the movies, we love to talk during the movie. Not like in an annoying
no
way.
We'll like whisper a joke here and there to
like we love to tell jokes. Yeah, like, and Billy, when he first started dating me, he was like, you guys do that a lot during movies, like even when we watch them at home.
Yeah,
I'm all, yeah, because it's funny.
Do you want an immersive experience or not?
That's what I'm saying. You get the full viewing experience when literally. You go with me and Dace to the movies.
You're welcome.
Yeah, literally. And also Dace always makes fun of my candy choices when I go to the movies,
dude. You're disgusting. How about that? That's why. Bunch of Crunch. Remember when you used to get those?
Yeah, but that was when I was like 10. I don't get Bunch of Crunches anymore.
Used to get Bunch of Crunch. I know. I'm explaining the evolution of Drew's movie going candy. I've always liked I don't really care for chocolate. Like, I'll eat it if we have it.
Yeah. Dayson's more of a fruity candy girl. Fruity candy,
because I'm a fruit. not really. But no, I've always loved like fruity, like sour type candy, stuff like that.
Yeah, but she's always been that girl.
Drew has evolved from Bunch of Crunch, which those are such a scam because there's like three pieces of candy in those boxes.
I know.
And then Drew would be like, I'm all done with my candy. Can I have some of yours? No, you cannot.
And I literally, Bunch of Crunches leave like a really weird like film on the top of your mouth. Like, it's like, and your breath smells like ass after because it's like milk chocolate, dude. Like, it's just like you mix that with buttery popcorn and like a soda. I'm not asking for a great
time. Asking for halitosis. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's like the perfect storm. Ruin.
So Drew get those, then she'd get dibs, dude. Come on.
Okay, dibs was short-lived, but like, because I can't bite cold things. Like, this, like, for
I just wish a fun fact for everyone. All your haters, if you just really want to make fun of her or something, watch how she eats literally anything with her teeth.
Cold.
Like, even cold. Fruit. No, watch her eat a piece of fruit.
Fruit's cold too. That's why I eat it like that.
So when when y'all eat like pears, let's just say it, but it's not cut. Yeah. It's like, or an apple, right?
Yeah, or an apple, yeah.
Don't you bite with the front of your teeth? Like, your two front teeth. Not your... Yeah. Drew somehow fits it on the side of her mouth and I don't understand it at all.
I literally, okay, my sensory overload people will know what I'm talking about, but I cannot bite cold things with my front teeth. Like, I've watched people eat popsicles like carrot sticks and I think you should be in jail.
No,
that's what
I'm not talking about that. That's
I think you're but... I'm just saying I think you're a menace and I think you should
you're
be
a psychopath
in jail.
Yeah,
I think you've committed other crimes in your life if you can bite popsicles like carrot sticks. Like, I can't, like, with your front teeth. So anything cold, like ice cream, like anything like apples, like fruits cold, like fruits cold. I can't buy it with my friends.
How big are like dibs? Like a quarter?
They're honestly pretty big. Like they're like tater tots, like literally the tater tot size. Wait,
I have a really funny story. So the other day I was driving with my parents and I was like, and Donovan's like, oh, didn't they used to have a biology right here? And I'm like, yeah, before that it was a Dippin' Dots. Who remembers Dippin' Dots? Throwback.
Dippin' Dots is fire, but also a scam because it's like, you eat a whole thing of a thousand millions of little dots and you feel like you didn't eat
any. Little dips.
Little dips. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, so my story is one time my mom took us there and bought me and Drew each a thing of Dippin' Dots and we took them home and my mom was like, okay, put them in the freezer and do your fayows, which is chores. Just do your fayows and then you can eat them. My sister, every 10 minutes, was taken around to the freezer so she can eat a scoop of Dippin' Dots. My dad yelled at her and was like, dude, stop. Go finish your chores, which arguably was what you're supposed to do is finish. The faster you finish your chores, the faster you can go eat your fucking ice cream.
Yeah, was I slowing down because I was taking a Dippin' Dots break every 2 minutes? Yeah. But was I still doing my fails? Also, yeah.
So that she kept doing it. My dad was like, stop. If I see you go over there, you're going to get in trouble. So she left a minute. She closed the freezer. And then I want to say either Drew or my dad, someone opened the freezer. Guess whose Dippin' Dots fell on the ground? Not mine. But my stupid sister's. Yeah. She was like, can I have some of yours? Every time. Can I have some of yours? I spilled mine. Can I have a bite? No,
but then Dayson would get like, she would get fruity shit. Like she would get like peach Dippin' Dots or something. No, you got peanut butter.
I got banana split. That one's really good.
See what I mean?
Ooh, banana flavor. Where are my banana flavored loving homies out there? I love banana flavored stuff.
Jason is such a slug for like a peach flavored or like a banana flavored
banana
like candy or anything.
Pina colada. I love it, man.
Fruit girl. That's why I said fruit girl till you die.
Literally.
Born and bred. That's like, anyways, what were we talking about? Oh, movie theater snacks. Yeah. Yeah, anyways, dibs. I don't know why I did those for a little bit because I literally can't eat cold things with my teeth. So like I don't know why I did those.
Then you into do you like goobers? I don't like them. I think they're gross.
I love goobers.
Chocolate I love a good peanuts. Peanut. Don't get me wrong, but I don't want those.
Chocolate covered peanuts. Where are my chocolate covered peanut girlies at? That's what I was literally like, dude, chocolate covered nuts. Send them all my way, bro.
Drew is a slut for a good chocolate covered almond.
A little salty covered. Sweet. Yeah, a little salty sweet, a little bit of both, you know what I mean?
An immersive experience. There you go.
Yeah, I'm literally like that scene in Ratatouille where literally, he's telling his brother cheese, to close his eyes and he's eating both the same.
I was just gonna say that's literally Drew eating anything and it's so fucking annoying.
It's like I have to experience it as well
every
as
time, it. No matter what she's eating, it's so irritating. But
that's why I love chocolate covered pretzels. Dude, chocolate covered pretzels standard. Like flips. Those are my favorite candies.
Since you were like very little. Yeah.
Yeah, like I've been new. And I literally put Billy on flips, like the chocolate covered pretzels, like when we first started dating.
Doesn't he like the white ones?
No. Yuck. I don't like white chocolate. I'm not a fan. I know you don't really care for chocolate at all, but I don't
white like chocolate I like more than regular chocolate. Do all you chocolate really? Hurts my stomach, to be honest, because of the dairy. But
oh yeah, well white chocolate is just too sweet for me. Like it's almost like too creamy. I don't really like that. So like I feel like it taints the chocolate covered pretzel. But when we first started dating, I literally put him on those. Those are like his favorite. Like when people ask like what's your gas station snack, like he always gets flips. Like he always
flips and sour cream and cheddar chips.
Yeah.
Just talk about
the perfect storm, literally in the mouth, like the smell. That's why I'm like, I literally love movie theater candy. If they sold flips at the movies,
they don't. Dude. Yeah, that's weird.
And they don't sell goobers either. They used to, but not anymore.
Rip. Yeah.
I know. Now I'm like, I've branched into like sour candies. Like sometimes I'll eat like Sour Punch straws.
Yeah.
Or
those Nerds. Like rainbow strips and stuff like that. Yeah,
or like the red cherry sour straws or like what was I gonna say, Nerds. I love Nerds. Dude, that's like one of my favorite fruity candies, like Nerds, bro. Those shits go hard.
When my mom would take us to the movies, we go get the dollar candies at like Target.
Yeah.
And my trick was like, oh, like, you know, when you eat Halloween candy and your mom goes, oh, you can have four pieces. So I'd be like, yeah, okay, my last piece will be a piece of gum because that'll last me out of the four pieces.
Yeah.
So I always get, I love Everlasting Gobstoppers. I think they're so good.
Yeah, dude, and you're talking shit to me. That's literally a big nerd. Like, those, it's like literally the same
bottle,
shit as nerds.
Bottle caps. I Drew would get Runts. I think those are disgusting, but
Runts are not as good as nerds, but like, sometimes we do what we gotta do.
When would you no be nerds shaking the nerds box in the movie theater during the most quiet scenes? Jeez Louise.
You know, like the hole's like really small and I just putting my whole mouth on it like that.
It just goes,
yeah, this like a rain.
And then you just hear,
yeah. Hey man, we all paid to be here. What are you gonna do? Throw me out for eating my nerds?
I am but a human.
Anyways, let's get back to movies.
So we grew up, we're 90s babies, like early 90s mm-hmm. babies. So we grew up with all of the Disney Channel movies, Disney Channel original movies. Like,
oh,
all
that yeah, good dude. Stuff. The
What's your favorite DCOM? Name it now.
I don't know. That's hard. I have to think. That's a tough one. I'm a big fan of Punks. Remember Punks?
Yeah. That's the best one. Yeah.
My 90s babies.
My true lesbian moment right there. They all just like little lesbians in the movie.
Dude, literally all of them. All the girls and the boys.
Yeah, little handkerchiefs. Come on, dude.
Dude, Punks was like, we used to like pretend we were in Punks. Mm-hmm. Remember after we saw that movie? Like we used to like
I was watching the new reboot of The Proud Family yesterday with Donovan.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. It's really funny. Yeah. It's still
that
just as funny as it's
always
to
been
be.
Funny.
And then I told Donovan, whenever we would pretend, like me and Joe would play pretend together, she was always La Cienega, and then she would make me be Penny.
No, I wouldn't make you be anybody you didn't want to be. I just made sure that I was always the person.
Sorry.
There's a difference. So yeah, that show has always been funny. Just like That's So Raven was like
so funny.
I mean, RIP, you know, with everything that's been going on with Raven, but like when she was on That's So Raven, dude, that show, I've watched it too. Like when I bought Disney Plus, like, you know, during the pandemic or whatever, I rewatched all of Hannah Montana.
And it's still so funny. Yeah.
Dude, That's So Raven still hits to this day. Like she is so fucking funny. I'm like, I'm so bummed how that story ended with her, but like that show still hits. But like, okay, favorite movie.
Does the Lizzie McGuire movie count as a Disney Channel original?
Hell
movie?
Yeah, dude. That should probably be one of my top
that
three.
That is a good one, yeah.
And that was one of those ones like when we would rent Passport to Paris all the time. Like,
that's the best Mary-Kate and Ashley movie.
Dude, Mary-Kate and Ashley. Okay, yeah. Since we're on the subject of movies, let's talk Mary-Kate and Ashley. Let's talk the two OGs, right?
Yeah.
Their whole entire discography drowned me in it. Like every single one of their videos
is so good.
Their movies. Just A1.
Do you remember the sleepover one we had? And then
yeah,
they had a sleepover and then
the one where they go to the mall.
No, that's a birthday one. That's in the same video, but that's a different. Yeah, it's a birthday.
Yeah, when they go to the Mall of America, they literally made me want to go to the Mall of America.
I know, me too. I was like, where is that?
They
how do I get there?
They could have sold me shit in a bag, bro. Like Mary-Kate and Ashley had me in a chokehold home when we were younger.
Yeah,
we just adored because Dayson and I are 2 years apart, but like
we grew up like Irish twins or whatever.
Yeah, technically, yeah, we were really close to being Irish twins actually, but we could have like we always felt like we were twins. So I think like when we would watch Mary-Kate and Ashley, we'd be like, That's us.
Yeah.
Literally.
Do you remember when we went to Carl's Jr. and playing in the playground and those girls were trying to convince us they were Mary-Kate and Ashley?
Yes, and I do remember.
We were like probably like 5 and 4. And my sister has, you guys see how she acts. She's literally always been like that. And she goes, no, you're not. I don't believe you. I watched all the movies and you look nothing like them. And
I was
why would
literally
you be
like, I've literally seen every single one of their movies. And I know for a fact that you're a liar. That's literally not you. So I was so confused.
Are we going to play tag or what?
Yeah, I was. That's so funny. But there, honestly, what's your favorite Mary-Kate and Ashley movie? All of you, let us know. But
and if it's
not
Passport
to
Paris,
it's wrong. So like Passport to Paris is one of the greatest movies of all.
I feel like we watched it recently. Like, did we watch it during the pandemic? Because it was on Hulu.
We did. Yeah, we watched it. I told you we should watch it because I found it on Hulu.
Yeah.
So like, I was like, oh my God, dude.
It's so good.
We would like spend summers like at our grandpa's house and like.
Just during the day, like while our parents are at work.
Yeah, while they're at work. So he would take us to Blockbuster. Like he would take us to go get lunch and Blockbuster, like every time we were there.
Mm-hmm.
And literally for like 2 months straight, we rented the exact same movie. Like we only wanted Passport to Paris. And he would, every time we went, he'd be like, are you sure you want this movie again? And we'd be like, yep, put it in the car. Like we literally.
Or if we knew it was time to return it, we told him, Grandpa, can you just renew it for us? And he'd be like, are you sure? And
well, he was like, again? Like he would literally be like, you want this movie again?
And we were like, says that yes. As if he doesn't rent The Italian Job and Born Identity every time he goes,
or like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. So that's why like I'm literally like that's so funny because that was one of our favorite movies of all time.
Yeah,
like,
it's a just classic.
Everything about it, the plot, the outfits, mm-hmm. the boys,
the outfits, the outfits,
the looks they served in that movie. Man,
yeah, remember when they have the tiny glasses on and like they have like matching trench coats with their different colors?
Yeah, when they first get to Paris. Yeah. Oh, and they were always
full body chills.
They were always pink and blue. That's why, like, that's what their color schemes were.
That's us.
That's, and like in the beginning when they're like washing dishes and they're like on the phone with their friends, but they have those big ass headphones on.
Yeah, like, I was like, damn, what a dream.
Dude, they were so like articulate and everything for like 11 years old. Like yeah. They're supposed to be like 12 in the movie.
Literally.
Dog. That's when we watched and we were like, that's us.
That's
like,
literally us.
Also, like, just it is kind of creepy now looking back how like every movie they had a boy when like from the ages of like 12 till they were like 19.
Oh, like a love interest.
Yeah, they always had a love interest, yeah. Like a man. Literally always. Like when they started getting older, I didn't find them as like appealing the movies. Like mm-hmm. That's not true. Like we still watch them, like the ones where they go to London and stuff. But I think
Holiday in the Sun. Come on. Their dad picks them up early from school and takes them on a trip to the Bahamas and surprises them with Krispy Kreme donuts. You're telling me you wouldn't want that?
Wait, wasn't Holiday in the Sun though the one where they were in the witness protection program and they kept getting moved?
No,
around?
That's Our Lips Are Sealed, because we had the book and right. Had the pictures inside it.
And that one's based in Australia.
Yeah, that one's just all right. But
I think Holiday in the Sun is the one with Megan Fox. I think Megan Fox is in that movie.
Holiday in the Sun has Play in it, the band that sing Us Against the
World. I'm 90% sure. I'm 90% sure because I remember one time I read something with Megan Fox. She said like, oh yeah, I saw her in a YouTube video. She was talking about outfits that she's worn over the years. And one of the first ones was her outfit in Holiday in the Sun.
I'm going to look it up, but keep talking.
She was in American Ashley movie. Like look up which one she was in.
Yeah, you're right. She's the mean girl.
She's the mean girl. Yeah. See. And she's still hot. She looks exactly like that. And that was like 25 years ago. Like,
dude, chunky highlights.
Yeah, she was the mean girl, and I remember her saying like she was so nervous because Mary-Kate and Ashley were like those girls at the time.
You guys can watch Holiday in the Sun for $15 on Apple TV if you're interested.
what else did we like? Oh, what's your favorite DCOM?
I mean, I feel like I had to say Lemonade Mouth, but I'm not going to because it's not my favorite.
No. It's not your favorite. You just have a big boner for Hayley Kiyoko.
Don't we all? I would say probably Motocross is one of my favorites. Another gay movie. I also loved
movie.
Rip Girls. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, Rip Girls was cute. We used to love Rip Girls. Brink was a good one.
But I watched it recently and it's not a good movie, so watch it.
Same with Motocross. Like, not that Motocross is a bad movie, but like when you rewatch it, you realize like the very aggressive homosexual undertones in that movie.
Just like Mulan.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. We were talking about it, like Dace and I were talking about this literally the other day. Because my agent Alex, like she was talking about Motocross. Like
she said her husband loves that movie. Well, Steven, we get each other.
Yeah, so we were talking about that. That's how it came up. And it's just like so, like if you watch it now, like as an adult with like more context and nuance in your head,
it's
you
just watch so it.
Well, you just see like how the sexual tension is so high when he thinks that that person is a boy in both Mulan and Motocross.
And the guy that she likes, that she races against or whatever, he was one of the love interests in another Mary-Kate Ashley movie called New York Minute. Such a good movie.
Yeah, he was the biker. Bike messenger. Oh, New York Minute. That's a great American. That's a great movie.
And we were that's literally us though. Drew's really organized.
Yeah. I'm but I'm Ashley, I think, in that one, and you're Mary Kate.
Yeah, we were always Mary Kate and Ashley though.
No. Like sometimes I was Mary Kate and sometimes you were Ashley.
Agree to disagree.
I'm telling you, but in that movie, yeah, it's definitely, I'm Ashley and Sorry, Kate, for sure.
Because Mary Kate's like, so obviously gay in that movie. I don't know why they're lying.
That to too. That is true. But the looks she served in that movie were really good. Mary Kate. Ashley just dressed like Hillary Clinton.
I know.
Cool. Like, I don't just like that, but just her incessant need to overachieve and overperform. Yeah. Like
she's a Virgo. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, with motocross and Mulan, just like the undeniable sexual attraction that the male characters have to the main character who they believe is a boy. And then as soon as they find out she's not a boy, they're like, ugh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're like so betrayed. And then you like at the end, like at motocross, at the end, they're like boyfriend and girlfriend, but it just seems off. You know what I mean? Like it would make more sense if like she ended up actually being, you know, male.
I think it's too because of the way she cuts her hair, which there's nothing wrong. Like there's plenty of straight women who have short hair like that. But
yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah.
But like, you know, in Mulan, she had like a little bob. Like she didn't get rid of all of her hair.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care how people wear their hair. I'm not saying that like you can't be straight if you have a short haircut, but maybe that's why it looks a little odd. I don't know. You know what I mean?
No, it just looks odd to me because I believed it more when he thought she was a boy. That's I what thought I'm saying.
We were like, watching something gay.
Yeah. Like I literally was like, I'm rooting for this couple. Like, and then even though me as a viewer knew that she was a girl the entire time, like the sexual attraction seemed much more real when he believed she was a boy. So that's how I was
and
like,
it seems forced after he's like, I mean, I guess
exactly. Yeah. That's how it feels in Mulan too.
What's your favorite like, DCOM?
I think I told you, I think I said punks probably.
Oh, okay. Got
well,
it.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Cause I really like, remember, My Date with the President's Daughter.
Oh, that movie so good. The fashion in that movie.
The
iconic looks.
That's like the looks.
The velour, like pink mini dress.
Oh yeah, dude.
So
yeah.
Fun.
Hell yeah.
Damn, that's like a good one. That one's not on Disney Channel, but or on Disney Plus. I'm sorry, but it is.
Yeah. That's definitely Disney. Ooh, and kind of adult themes too.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I love a good Halloween Town. Love Halloween Town.
Dayson loves Halloween Town. I don't really care for Halloween.
Is that gay?
Town, but
let me know, gays. Is loving Halloween Town gay?
I didn't really care for those movies. Like, I just like, I think because I was such a little, like, I was such a little slut for like a love story. I really wanted the like the romance. That's what I always wanted to see. So I wanted to see some kind of like drama with romance.
Yeah,
like
I see that.
Yeah, but like,
well, obviously we're High School Musical stands through and through. So that's
original
Disney Channel.
I have been shooting in the gym with High School Musical since it came out, bitch. Like I remember seeing a poster of the movie and I was like,
what is that? And where do I watch it?
I know. I think I'm gonna make that my entire personality for the next 2 years. I literally had so much High School Musical shit.
This is how annoying my sister is. So she loved that movie. She had the CD. And I remember we would swim and she would we were only allowed to listen to that on our little radio. And we had to keep rewinding the CD. And I remember she would make our best friend Marissa get out of the pool and reenact Bob to the Top with Drew. And Drew is obviously always Sharpay.
No, I was Ryan.
Oh,
dude, I was always the boy because I was taller than everybody because I was fucking 6 feet. I was 6'2" at 10 years old. Oh my God. Yeah. Memorize that whole dance. Still know it to this day. Period. High School Musical was literally groundbreaking. Like that movie changed the tides for like, I'm not being a dick. Like it literally changed the tides for media because when that movie came out, they literally had unprecedented numbers from that movie. Like I've never seen
I mean, the second one's probably my favorite one, but well, I really love the third one.
Yeah.
But the second one had the highest, I think it was like the biggest Disney Channel premiere they've ever had, like in terms of viewership and stuff like that. Yeah.
And like, and that was before like streaming services and anything
like
that.
So, you had to were, be on there on time. Yeah.
Literally worldwide, people were tuning in live to watch that fucking movie. Like, that's just wild. They made crazy money off those movies. Like, that's just
such a classic.
If you think about it in those terms, it's kind of like insane, like that they were able to like create a movement off these like shitty little Disney movies. Like,
I feel like that movie brought a resurgence to like musicals in general because I feel like Hairspray came pretty shortly after, which is so good. Love Hairspray.
I love the OG Hairspray, but we fuck with Zac Efron's version of Hairspray. That movie's so good. Lots of stars in that movie too.
I know, Michelle Pfeiffer. Okay.
Yeah, like Christopher Walken, John Travolta, Queen Latifah. Yeah. I like know everybody because I was such a fan of that one too. Ew. I love a good musical. I love a good musical.
We know
this. We all know this. Yeah, the High School Musicals were so good, dude. Like, man, groundbreaking. I remember too, like, everyone was so far up the ass of Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah.
Oh man, people were so far up their ass, dude. Like, they were just everywhere. Like,
I know.
Like, they were, that was like the beginning of like stan culture for like couples, you know what I mean? I mean, it wasn't the beginning because like there's obviously like Brangelina and stuff like that, but this was like for the kids, you know what I mean, for the girls.
No, period. Have you watched, I mean, I don't even know why I'm gonna ask you because you haven't, but I've watched all of the Descendant movies. I think those are really good and very much slept on. And then I've also watched the Zombie High movies, and those ones are pretty good. I'm not gonna lie, they're pretty good. But
I know Descendants, a lot of people like Descendants.
It's really good. Really, and good. It's really creative how they name all the kids after like the villains or whatever.
Yeah. I think the whole plot line is really creative too.
Mm-hmm. The animation like, isn't so good with the special effects, but other than that, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Remember Twitches?
Yeah. Cause I read the book. I read one of them. I loved it. Yeah.
Twitches is good. That's a good series too. Mm-hmm. Twitches and Twitches 2.
Dude, I didn't like the movies, but I did like that series of books.
Yeah. I liked the first one. I thought the first one was really good. The second one, I was like, kind of over it. But like the first one was really good. And I liked Tia and Samira Mori. I really liked them. I thought that was cool that they picked them for the twins.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Yeah, and then they did 17 again. Is that what it's called?
Oh, dude.
The original one. Movie. Not the Zac Efron one, which is really good.
Dude,
but the original,
that move, the original 17 again is so good, dude. And again,
it was like, with them, right? They were in it.
Yeah, they were in it, and their little brother was in it too. Taj Mari. He plays the little kid who makes the genius soap that turns them young.
Yeah.
I think it was him, and then I think it was that kid, that guy that's like in every movie. He's he has like the light eyes. I forget his name.
I can't think of it.
But he plays the love interest in like every fucking movie. Like, especially around that time period, he was always the love interest because he was like so handsome. God, I can't remember his name.
Is this one just called 17? And then the newer one was called 17 again?
I think so. Just put like 17.
It was called 17 again. Okay.
Yeah, see, 17 again with
Tia and Tamira. Yeah, Mark Taylor.
Yeah, that's his name.
Very handsome.
Yes. So, that movie's so good. I wish I could watch that movie.
It's a classic movie.
I mean, I like the Zac Efron one too, but like that, the original's better. Like that one's better. And they have much more like grown-up themes that you can like relate to.
Yeah.
In the original. Damn, I forgot about that movie. That movie's so good. Dang. Man, Disney was cranking them out, man. They were making some good-ass movies back in the day.
Not so
much anymore. Now they're like dog with a blog head ass, but like
that show was pretty good. And you never watched it, you wouldn't know.
I have watched Dog with a Blog, and it wasn't that good. Anyways, what are some other movie franchises that we were so far up the ass of?
Harry Potter. It's such a good series.
We're a couple of Potterheads. I won't lie to you.
Do with that information what you will.
Dayson read all the books.
I read all of them except the last one. I'm a fake fan.
I've only read up to 4, so I'm a faker fan.
Even but faker. Like, the fakest.
I was just telling Billy this the other day, but like the Harry Potter movies are some of the only movies that I feel like truly lived up to the books. Yeah. Like they were apples and oranges. Like, now I'm not going to say one's better than the other, but like they overperformed what I think people were expecting for good reason, but like they were just so good, dude. Because
I remember my mom bought me the second book. She just saw it at like Costco or something, and she's like, I didn't realize it was a series. She's like, I just saw it and was like, oh, I've heard people talk about it.
Yeah,
I was in the second grade, and I was like, I don't know what any of this is, because you know the book just starts from after the first one.
Yeah.
And I didn't think anything of it until the next year when our neighbor who I had a crush on said that he liked Harry Potter. So then I was like, me too. And so I read the second book. I'd already seen, I think, the first two movies, but then I read the book and I was like absolutely obsessed. So I read them really fast. And then I remember waiting, my mom bought me a ticket to get the fifth one at midnight at Barnes & Noble with a bunch of other nerds. And it was so fun. Like, I get like,
and we all went, but my dad and I slept in the car.
Yeah.
We only had 2 tickets and I was grumpy because they woke me up. So I slept.
And then my mom like walked me around the store and was like trying it because I was so shy. I was like, she wants to try on the sorting. Do you want to try on the sorting hat? She goes, we all want to try on the sorting hat. Like my mom has no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so I just grew up really attached to the books and the movies. The best movie is the fourth one. You Can't Change My Mind.
Easily. I will hear no other arguments. I don't want to hear it. That's quite literally the best one.
I love the first two because of the nostalgia and just like how cute they are when they're little. And the second book will always be my favorite one. But the fourth movie is just so good.
The fourth movie, dude. Oh, come on. Like every time we had sleepovers, we would watch the movie Sleepover. And then we would watch
another great movie.
Yeah. And then we'd watch the fourth Harry Potter.
From like ages 9 to like 17.
No, seriously.
I know when I was talking to someone and I was telling them, we were talking about Harry Potter and I was like, literally, my sister out of every movie, because we quote a lot of movies to each other to make each other laugh, out of any movie I could think of, the fourth Harry Potter, my sister quotes the most out of any movie we've ever quoted.
Dude,
it's so irritating.
I have so many quotes from that movie, bro. Oh my god, like this, it's just such a quotable movie. But honestly, like
Barty Crouch Jr. is that's not in that
yes.
one, is it?
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, okay. It is.
Oh, yeah. you're right.
Barty Crouch, and then he goes, Junior.
Yeah. Dude, if you have a junior in your name, we've definitely
that's literally how I say it. When I see the word junior, like, or someone's name is junior, it's like attached to their name,
Martin Luther King Jr. That's how we say it.
Billy's literally a junior.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so Junior. Dude, come on man, just like,
and in that,
just, like,
one they're all so hot, you can't change my mind.
Long hair,
absolute
dude.
Prime for all of them.
I'm such a fan of long hair, dude. Like, come on, bro. Like,
they go to the dance
literally every single one. That's when you meet Robert Pattinson. Right. And that's also when we saw the Twilight movies. I was like, holy shit, that's Cedric Diggory.
Yeah.
When they first came out, like, we were like, no way, like, mm-hmm. That's so crazy. And that's just, it's funny now though, because he's like such a renowned actor, but like that's kind of how he broke into into the business, was doing those fucking
things. I know, my favorite meme on TikTok is of him, I don't know what they're talking about, but he's all, nothing wrong with a little bump and grind, and then he's like thinking in my face. Have you seen it?
No, I don't.
But next
think
time
so.
I'll send it to you. It's so funny. Making love in this club. And he's just making that face. So funny.
Dude, the Harry Potter movies are so good. And we watched, we both talked about how we watched the reunion on HBO Max.
So good.
Oh my god, it made me so emotional. Like,
I cried.
Just how emotional they
it.
Are. Yeah, and it's just so nostalgic. And that's why I was like, dude, fuck JK Rowling.
Yeah, this
bro.
Is
like,
about the movies, not that bitch.
Yeah, fuck her, bro. Like, I'm, and that's why I told Billy, I was like, how fucking disappointing, considering she made this whole universe and this whole community for people that felt like they were the other.
They're
and like on the
yeah.
outside, mm-hmm. and then just to end up being a fucking bigot, like, mm-hmm. dude, fuck her, fuck JK Rowling. But we still love Harry Potter because of the people in Harry Potter, mm-hmm. not because of her, and just like the nostalgia, I think,
yeah,
than anything. But like, oh, such sure. good movies. Billy hasn't seen all of them either, so I tell him all the time, I was like, we gotta go through like the whole, we gotta start from the beginning and go all the way through.
I've watched the first one's probably one of my comfort movies. When I'm really sad, I always put the first two, I'll watch them and just feel so much better. Yeah
I love when they're older. I don't really care for the younger ones, but the third one's actually really good too.
I know, I rewatched it and I was telling my mom, I was like, I feel like I didn't like this one. Well, I know I didn't like it. It's because this was
they
the
wore
first
regular
one.
Clothes.
They let them wear jeans and not the cloaks and the outfits and the uniforms. And it was so irritating. But it was directed by, I think, Alfonso Cuarón, who's like a mm-hmm. super famous director. I was like, why the fuck did they? That's so random. He's so good. They're like, dude, he did Roma. They're like, you in 10 years, you're going to do one of the greatest films. You should do Harry Potter, the third one.
Well, and that's one of the scariest ones too, is the third one.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of very scary themes in
that one.
That one.
Yeah, with Lupin.
Yeah, I think as they got older though, like, they did a really good balance of them still wearing the uniforms, but also like being in street clothes too.
Yeah.
Like, just like regular casual clothes. Like, as they got older, I think they did a better balance.
Who is your Harry Potter bias? I already know it, but
it's Ron, bro. I'm a Weasley bitch through and through.
I know. I love Ron, but I definitely loved Draco Malfoy. And it's probably because he looks like a little lesbian.
And you know
what are you gonna do?
And you know what? He, in my opinion, aged the worst out of all of them.
Yeah.
I was watching that reunion and I was like, God, I was like, damn.
When I was looking at Ron with Rupert Grant,
he still looks great. That's what I'm saying. Even Harry Daniel Radcliffe looks great. Emma Watson is fucking flawless. Like, that bitch is so perfect. I can't even, like, I could never say anything bad about my queen, Emma Watson. Like,
I know.
You want to say something funny? Someone commented on my video with my show with Brittany Broski, and they were like, the last piece is just to have Emma Watson. Emma Watson? I was literally like, did you mean somebody else? Like,
they were talking about being horny on Wattpad, and they're like, you know who needs to be in this conversation?
They were like, the only other person to be actress now is Emma Watson. I'm fucking that perfect bitch. No way. Like, I was like, I feel like you meant somebody else. I really wanted to respond to you, like, did you mean somebody else? Like, that bitch is not, like, she's not a clown, a jester like me and Brittany.
Bro, that's on the fucking internet. Funny. I'm so dead.
This one, what a strange, like, I showed it to Billy, and he goes, isn't that the girl who plays Hermione Granger? And I go,
yeah. He goes, who's that? Like,
what the fuck? I mean, don't get me wrong, Emma, if you ever want to be on my show,
you are welcome. Yeah.
Let me know. But I just, like, it's my gut tells me maybe not.
So that's a great transition into our next childhood movie phase, which was The Twilight and Hunger Games. And I feel like this one was more feral, not only because of the time that it came out.
Yeah.
And everyone was really into it. Yeah. But because we were in high school. So obviously at the time it came out. Mm-hmm. So we were able to drive to go to the movies. So we saw all of the Twilight movies except for the very last one at midnight. Yeah. I didn't see it. Did you see it at midnight?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Because I saw it with a boys hockey team.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was in college. So
yeah, I saw it. Yeah, I was a senior. Yeah, I was a senior. So I went with my soccer team. And I remember, like, I mean, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, like, the way they filmed the very last one, bro, I remember being like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, when we were watching it live like that, like, the night before it comes out and everything, everyone in the theater was, like, losing their fucking minds. Like, they were literally like, what? Like, especially when they killed Carlisle and, like.
I haven't seen it, but now you spoiled it for me. Thank you.
Yes, you have. You've seen
it. I have not seen the last one.
Oh, well, you know what fucking happens.
Well, you're 10 years late, so
that's so I'm not gonna feel bad for spoiling it for you too.
Wait, before we move on to Hunger Games, were you team Jacob or team Edward? I was team Jacob, and now that I'm an adult, it's definitely team Edward.
Yeah, I was team Jacob because I was always down for the brown. If there was a brown love interest, I was
rooting for him. That's the one I'm rooting for.
Brown, yeah. If there was a minority love interest, I was always rooting for him. That's me. That's always been me rooting for the brown character or a minority of any kind. I was always team him. Mm-hmm. Especially since he had long hair. I was like, sold.
I'm in.
Now that I'm older, it's definitely Edward. But it still gives me, like, pedo vibes a little bit. But, you know, like, I guess time is a construct, so it doesn't really exist as a vampire.
At least he is technically 17 or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's also, like, just the whole puritanical bullshit of his. But he's also rich, so I think I'm team Edward.
I pick you.
Yeah, I think I'm team
Edward. Who's going to give me the most money? You? I pick you.
Yeah, I know. And then Jacob just was trying too hard. I was like, come on.
All their siblings and none of them are gay?
The girl was gay, I'm pretty sure. Nah, she wasn't. She liked Sam. Never mind.
What girl?
The girl wolf. Leah. I think Leah. That was named Leah. I was like, she was totally gay, but she wasn't. She had a main storyline with Sam, which was the leader of their pack or whatever.
Well, who the heck is
Sam? Yeah, I find that.
Why are you?
Oh, you mean like the Cullens? None of the Cullens.
How does your brain? I forgot about the wolves. But how does your brain make room for all of these things? I have to forget things like that. You're like Leah and Sam. Who's that? Sam from Glee? That's the only Sam I ever remember.
No, come on, man. That's why I was like, because I just remember stuff like that. I just always remember shit like that. That's why I was like, yeah, you're right. There were no gay characters in Twilight. You know why? Because it's based off Mormonism. That's the real tea right there. That's why she was always. Have you ever seen, like, that girl on TikTok that she, like, loves the Twilight movies and she breaks them down all the time? And then sometimes, like, you know, the outfits that she would write Bella was wearing, and they were just the most ugly, heinous shit ever in the books. So the girl puts together what the outfit would be. She's like, this is literally what it would have been. And it's so ugly to see in real life. Like, she literally was like, oh yeah, like, you know, she's like I'm just a, like, no makeup kind of girl. Like, that's her whole vibe. She's a big pick me. But then she, like, wears, like, a brown skirt that goes to her ankles. and like a long sleeve green sweater, and then like her tennis shoes and some shit. Like, she wears the ugliest fucking outfits in the movies, in the books, in the movies. They did her justice.
They modernized her a little.
That's why I was like, let's talk about the Twilight baseball scene and how it's shifted sexuality for many different people.
And how it revolutionized the movie industry.
It revolutionizes cinema as we know it. that scene.
Every year it wins best scene of the year.
Honestly, it should. If it hasn't yet, it should.
A new now. Oscar category. You guys want to put fan categories? No, put best scene of the entire universe. It's that
of all cinema
of all time. It's just that scene. Yeah. The music in the first movie.
In all the movies, it's so good. Iconic. In all the movies, so fucking good. That's why I'm like, dude.
So anyways, as we transition to The Hunger Games, which is our last phase of movies, did we see any of those at midnight? I don't think so.
No, we didn't see those at midnight. We just saw them in the movies.
Yeah.
Well, no, the last one I didn't watch in the movies. I think I watched like well after it came out, I think on TV.
Because they split it, right?
The last one, I believe so. Cause I think Harry Potter was the first franchise to do that. So yeah. Split up the last movie. And then it just became a thing for all the popular franchises. So yeah, I want to say they did split it up. Yeah. It was Mockingjay Part 1 and Mockingjay Part 2.
That was the worst book I've ever read. So.
Oh my God. I know.
I'm so mad seeing it.
It felt like she rushed to finish the last book and also to like end up killing off. What was her sister's name? Prim. What was her sister's name?
Primrose.
Yeah, to just end up killing her off, like, after all, like, when this is what kicked it off in the first place, dude.
Same, yeah. And for it to be Gale, I was team Gale the whole time.
No, fuck Gale, bro. Like, you end up finding out, remember?
You end I'm saying that you liked him up until you got to the third book, is what I mean.
No, hell no. I was team PETA all the way.
I was team Gale. I was team Liam Hemsworth. That's the truth of it all.
Yeah, literally. You were team, Liam Hemsworth. I was literally team PETA from the jump. I was like, bitch, he loves you, like, what's your fucking problem? I literally also, let's get into the tea of how the way she describes and details what's the main girl's name,
Katniss.
Yeah, the way she describes how she looks, that bitch is supposed to look like me. She's supposed to be brown, have dark eyes, dark hair.
That's not Jennifer Lawrence, are you sure?
Yeah, it was between her and Scarlett Johansson. Those were the two girls they were going to cast.
And Emma Stone.
And I remember so specifically because when I was reading the books, I was like, no fucking way. Like the way they described she had dark olive skin. Yeah, I was like, oh my God, that bitch looks like me. Like I literally remember reading and I was like, no way.
But olive is used because they're olive toned skin, green eyes. Like it's literally like a white bitch with a tan.
Well, that's why I'm saying like they use that term so frivolously, but like olive toned skin is brown skin. Yeah, it's like yellow undertones is like what olive toned skin. So I remember reading it, and then when I saw who they cast, I was like, bro, what the fuck? Yeah, and like I don't care about Jennifer Lawrence, like she's cool, but like I was so pissed when I saw that they didn't cast a brown girl.
I love Jennifer Lawrence as a person now, but I feel like she really leaned into the pick me shit. Like, I just like to eat pizza.
Oh yeah. I've watched this girl on TikTok. I forget her name, but she like does a really good analysis.
It's the girl with the red hair, like, right?
Yes. Yeah, she's one of my mutuals.
I can't think of her name.
Yeah.
I love her though.
Yeah. She's like does such great analyses of like women in Hollywood and how
she did like the Jennifer Lawrence pipeline. I remember it was
she did one with like Chrissy Teigen, right? Yeah. Kind of like how it's like it's a relatable girl, but then the tides kind of turn
and it's like hard to turn back. Yeah
because it's like it's relatable to an extent, and then it's then it becomes almost like an act, like a shtick
that you're leaning into too much. Yeah,
exactly. So then when it becomes that, it's like not relatable anymore. It's like celebrities trying to be funny and quirky, and then people just fucking hate you at that point. Like people just start saying how much they hate you.
Because I saw her make one where she's like, people I think will never hit this pipeline, and she says Zendaya, and I was all, period.
Yeah, never, because she never tries to like be somebody that she's not.
Yeah, she's just being herself. I mean? yeah
she's just being herself. So that's what I'm saying, like leaning too far into a skit of like trying to be like, I like to eat pizza. Feed me pizza and touch my butt. Like
that kind of thing. That's your favorite thing. Your favorite joke. Make that your Instagram bio, please. I'm begging you from the bottom of my soul.
Feed me pizza and touch my butt. That's just like the worst big me shit ever, dude.
And cuddle me.
And cuddles like me. Like literally, like the whole like I'm a girl likes beer and likes football. That's your favorite job.
And I love a good butt touch.
Anyways, back to the Hunger Games. They were good.
I mean, I liked the Hunger Games, and I feel like it was just because I thought everyone was hot. That was it. What do we do?
Honestly, the first two were good. I thought the first one was good, but the second one I think really fucking showed out. The second one was really good.
So good. This was the best book. I couldn't wait to watch the movie.
Yep. Yeah. It was definitely the best book. And then the third one was fucking ass all around. Yeah. Movies, book, all of it. When I finished the book, I was so pissed. I was like, I'm gonna waste my time 2K22. That's how I feel about this.
And our grandpa, he loves to read. So I told him, dude, you have to read these books. I think you'll really like them. And he read the first two in like a day. He was so excited. And then, he told me, wish you never told me to read the third one. It fucking ruined my life.
Yeah, we talked about that with him. Yeah, he fucking hated the third one too. I said, period, grandpa. And he also loved PETA. He was a big Team PETA fan too. And I said, period.
So, okay, the next section, which we'll make really quick, because I know that we've been talking about the Hunger Games, Twilight and Harry Potter for way too long. But I think my favorite movies that I love to watch, like, of all time, we're a huge Adam Sandler family. As problematic as he is, we understand.
Well, and his movies have evolved, so they don't steer into those stereotypes anymore.
As much, but I definitely see it, yeah. But I think one of my favorite movies is The Wedding Singer. I don't think enough people have seen this movie or talked about it nearly enough.
And it's not problematic, that one.
It's not. They even have a trans character in it, who everyone looks at as, like, a weirdo, but they let him do whatever she wants. Yeah,
but they let them do. They honestly think George is weird because George only knows one song.
He's so intense. Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with them being trans, a trans person or a trans character. Mm-mm. Like, it has nothing to do with that. It's literally just because they think that George is a weirdo.
Yeah, like, he doesn't make fun of fat people in that movie, like, exactly. like he usually,
or racial stereotypes, or anything like that. So that's a great choice.
But that's one of my favorite movies. I always tell people I love The Wedding Singer. I love what's that movie? We both love Stand By Me. That's like one of our family's like favorite movies. That's a good one.
I was literally gonna say Stand By Me. Yeah, that's like one of my favorite movies of all time. That movie's so good, dude. That movie's so funny too, but it's also very sad and like very moving. Yeah Stand By Me is a great movie. I love that one.
The Fantastic Mr. Fox, I love that movie.
It's a great one.
Coraline,
I love Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter Said.
Ooh, that's great, a good movie. One. That's a really good one.
Such a good movie. Christina Applegate in her prime. She's so hot in that movie. And so, like, just such a baddie.
The fashion alone in that movie.
Oh my God. Iconic. Yeah. Just everything about that movie is just it's perfect. So I rewatched it recently and I was like, this movie still hits.
Just so good. I think it's on HBO Max. So if y'all have never seen Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter Said, it's such a good movie.
And it's so funny too. Like, you have to watch it. He's like, eat shit. That's literally when I say eat shit. Watch that movie and you're gonna see the part where her brother Kenny says, eat shit. That's literally how I say it. When I tell people to do that on TikTok,
I've been cleaning.
Yeah. And he was like, doing your party shit. Dude, when I say eat shit, like on social media, that's how I say it. That's literally how I say it. Please watch the movie and just get to that part so you can see that's how I say it. Like, so the way good. He says it. It's so guttural.
And that house is so fucking nice too.
It's so beautiful.
And then it's huge.
Yeah.
Wait, and then one of my other favorite movies I talk about all the time is School of Rock. I will never, that movie made me love music. Yeah. That movie was everything to me, and dude, still is.
School of Rock, we quote that movie all the time.
And not just like the regular lines. Like, the other day I was telling my therapist that I was like, yeah, she's like, are you hanging out with friends? I'm like, yeah, I'm having dinner with my friends. Go tell the mayor.
That's from that movie. Dude, School of Rock always
tell the mayor.
School of Rock is so funny, dude. Mm. Jack Black is like one of our favorite actors.
Man, I watch like anything. Yeah,
he's so amazing. I fucking love that dude, man. That movie, I'm like laughing thinking about it. That movie. So good.
Every birthday, if I have a birthday and everyone's like, do you want to watch a movie? I always want to watch School of Rock. It's one of my favorite movies. I'll never get tired of it.
That's a great choice. Dude, this is a perfect little, like, if you guys need movies to watch and you haven't seen those, like, please watch all the movies we mentioned, like The Wedding Singer.
Wedding Singer. Okay. Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's. I was gonna say, I love the movie Just Go With It. My family,
such a great movie.
We will watch that movie all the time.
They watch that movie and they watch Blended.
Which Blended's offensive. So I don't want y'all to plug that one. But
yeah, yeah.
Okay, we love Drew Barrymore.
Just cut that.
That's okay if you leave it in. I don't care. Yeah, okay. I'll leave it in. Yeah.
Okay.
No, Blended, we love for like Drew Barrymore, like the aspect of the relationship. I understand all of the depictions and like whatever.
Yeah, just like 51st Dates. Like, I want to like that movie. I like it in the sense of nostalgia, but like for the most, like there's a lot of offensive stereotypes.
But every time I watch it, it makes me miss Hawaii. I love Hawaii.
Me too, dude. That's why I'm like that movie is so like sweet because I really love Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler together.
Mm-hmm.
So like, that's why I like that movie, but there's a lot of offensive stereotypes.
Like the racist stereotypes against Kanaka Maoli people.
Yeah, literally. I was going to say Kanaka people are portrayed so terribly in that movie and by a white guy. So
nonetheless, right?
So yeah, that's not a fave movie, but like,
but just go with it's really good. They still go to Hawaii, but nothing.
And there's nothing and there's nothing offensive in that movie. Yeah, exactly. All the other movies, though, not offensive. Well, Stand By Me has some stuff that's kind of, but it's also like it's a period movie. So it's like supposed to be
the 50s or 60s.
Yeah, it's like the 50s. So it's like there are some stuff in there that's kind of like, you know what I mean? But it's like part because of the time period that it was filmed in. With River Phoenix, man. Such a great movie.
I know.
But like The Wedding Singer, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, like those are just School of Rock. Those are just like incredible fucking movies. Mm-hmm. Like just so good. And The Fantastic Mr. Fox is such a great movie too. I showed Billy that movie. I showed Billy all those movies actually. And he literally loved them. So that's how I was like, those are great choices. Oh, do you have any other ones?
I love the movie Moonlight. That's probably one of my favorite movies of all time. It makes me cry every time I watch it. That movie
makes me so upset.
It's so good.
It's so good though, but it makes me so sad.
And I'm a huge A24 whore, if you couldn't tell. So I love Moonlight. I think Lady Bird was done by that. Hereditary is a really good movie. Really scary.
Oh my God. Hereditary? Okay. When we went to go see it, Dayson's like, obviously like, I was being a dick earlier, but Dayson loves artsy movies, like she's also up to date on all the newest movies and shit. So she was like, we should go see this scary movie, and like I used to really fucking hate scary movies. Now I'm like okay with watching them, but I was like, yeah, like let's go.
I thought it was gonna be a regular scary movie.
I didn't know it was gonna be a horrifying movie.
Like, it was gonna be so bone chilling.
Oh my God, dude, I haven't had to stay up and watch happy shit in so long since I haven't. Oh, you know what else is okay? Wait, before I'm jumping trains of thought, but like Hereditary, such a great movie, like incredible film, like filmed beautifully, but truly horrifying to watch.
Just like I think one of the very few movies that I felt sick after I saw it. Like, I was so scared.
Same, and I literally thought about it for like 2 weeks. Yeah, like that movie fucked me up.
Same.
But it's like, so if you can stomach it, like I highly recommend. But if you can't, like don't watch it because it will fuck you up for a long time.
Because I like scary movies that don't have like real life stuff in it. Same. Meaning like it doesn't have like actual trauma that people endure. Like,
same.
Not that movie doesn't have trauma because it does, but do you know what I mean? Like there's no
essay. Yeah, it's not like, I can't watch
anything like that. Like it's like it's like so specific, do you know
outlandish
what I mean? Where you're like I mean that could happen but it's fake, right?
Yeah, literally.
You know, like one of those.
Seriously, yeah, like it, like the It movies. the reboot of those movies.
Yeah,
those movies are pretty good too.
Yeah, because the guy, so Ari Aster, he did Hereditary, then he did Midsommar, however you say it, and everyone was like, this movie is so much scarier, and I watched it and it was creepy, but I thought Hereditary was way scarier. Midsommar was scary, but not like that. That was like out of control. Yeah.
Compared to what, based off what Dayson told me about Midsommar, because I haven't seen that movie, and I didn't watch it because I was afraid there was going to be essay in it. And I was just like, yeah, no.
I always watch everything first to make sure it doesn't.
And yeah, exactly. Yeah. So like, but Hereditary, dude. But another movie that I just recently watched again that is like easily like one of my favorite movies is the movie Soul. Like by Disney.
Anything by Pixar is so good. And
yeah,
Disney.
But
is that a Pixar movie?
Yeah, I believe so like, dude, Soul, oh my God, just such a beautiful movie. But like just the different the way that they like frame life and everything. Like, oh my God. I told Jason I watched it the other day and I was like inconsolable. Like I literally couldn't stop crying, even though I've already seen it. Because it's just the way it ends when he's like, what are you gonna do to get your second chance at life? And then he's like, I don't know, but I'm gonna live every second of it. Like it's just like one of those things where you're like constantly chasing something that you forget to enjoy, like the little things in life,
like present,
like be present and to like connect, to like to form connections with the people around you. Like, you know, like in the movie, like she connects with like the barber and like his mom, and like those are all things he's been missing out on.
Yeah, she smells the pizza. And
stuff exactly. Like she loves to feel the wind and like feel the sun on her skin. Like shit, like oh my God, dude, stuff like that makes me so emotional because it's so applicable to real life. So damn, that's such a good movie. But I love the movie Soul.
I know. I was thinking the other day because someone was talking about Nemo, and I was like, I should watch that movie. I love that movie.
Yeah, Finding Nemo.
And I just so have good. Such positive memories because like even though
Donovan was born around that time.
Well, I remember they took us to McDonald's because they had the Finding Nemo toys, like our parents took us. And then they took us to the movie to go see it. And I remember I just felt so special. Like it was just for no reason. Like my parents would just always find little ways to take care of us to do stuff like that. I just have really good memories about like Disney movies in general.
Same. That's why I'll never apologize for being a Disney adult.
Rise up.
I'll never apologize ever. Because it just brings people joy. And if you don't like that, that's weird. That's weird that you shit on people that it brings joy to. Like, relax, buddy. You know what I mean?
I think the best Disney movies are Princess and the Frog.
Oh, such a good one. I watch that one all the time. That's like a comfort movie
for me. I used to always say Hercules. And I don't think that's a good movie. I think I just love the soundtrack to Hercules.
No, Hercules is It's good. It's good. But it's not like, I wouldn't say it's a fave.
My favorite one of all time is Aristocats.
Yeah, I know.
Can't change my mind. You can't tell me that I'm not the old lady leaving my all of my goods and money to my children, which are my cats. You can't.
No, seriously. We also just watched Turning Red.
Oh, it's so Encanto. So good.
Oh my God, dude, Encanto. Okay, so literally good. When that first came out and it started blowing up on TikTok, I did a Q&A and someone was like, have you seen Encanto? And I was like, I literally saw Encanto like before you bitches were even aware. Because you went
to the movies to see it, right?
Yeah, I went on opening day to go see it. And that was before it like took off on social media. Because like, obviously it was a big movie, but like, you know, TikTok like.
Is Turning Red, is that Pixar?
Yeah, I believe so.
What? Yeah, for some reason Disney only puts Pixar movies for free on Disney Plus, but then they put all the other movies in the movie theater. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that is kind of odd. I think it just depends. Probably
like,
depends.
I love Luca. That one's really cute.
Oh my God, Luca was Raya so good.
Raya and the Last Dragon.
Dude, I watched Raya and the Last Dragon.
Don't spoil it. Don't spoil that one. We won't spoil that one.
I'm not going to spoil it. I just watched it on a plane. I had told Dayson that I was, I was going to watch it. And she was like, oh, dude, I was crying. And I was like, really? And then I watched it on a plane until I was like sobbing on my mask.
So
like,
hard.
Like this part of my mask was like soaked. I was literally watching and I was going, oh my God. Like I was literally going like so in my good. Mask.
Yeah. Like, so good.
Ryan the Last Dragon is so fucking good.
But back to Encanto. It was funny when I was watching with my mom, I was going through a pretty tough time because it came out on Christmas. Mm-hmm. And my mom was like, I want you to watch it because you haven't seen it yet. And I was telling my mom, oh, I'm the older lesbian sister who like is so strong and like has to help everyone. And Drew is 1000% the middle sister. I can't remember her. Isabella. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, that's literally Drew. Like Drew is such a perfectionist and always feels like she has to be on top of her shit. And my mom goes, that one about Drew is true, but you're not the older sister. You're the youngest one who doesn't understand her purpose. I was like, okay. But I definitely understood it after I
at the time, the that's exactly who you were.
Yeah.
Right. It was just someone who doesn't see how special valuable. They truly are. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, that movie was so good. And, you know, the music, pretty good. Like, some parts.
I didn't like it. And then Drew played We Don't Talk About Bruno 8,000 times around me. And now I like the music.
Yeah, that song, that's the best song. And I've been new. When I watched it in the movies, I was like, damn, this one goes when I was watching that
All
song.
Right.
All right. Okay. I see you, Lin-Manuel Miranda. Okay. I see you. That one, I was like, hell yeah. The rest of them, I was kind of like, eh. You know what I mean? But that song. Grammy award winning song, so good.
And then back to Turning Red, I listened to it so the other day while I was like doing stuff, and then because it's all the boy band songs,
yeah, the Four Town
and songs. I was going to go on Zoom to like play music for like a meeting. And I was about to start. I'm like, oh, don't look at my four-town music.
Oh, please excuse me. I'm so embarrassed. Dude, Turning Red was so good. Such a beautiful movie about like coming of age and like
puberty. Yeah.
Puberty and just like your relationships with like cultural ties with your family. Honest to God, like obviously fuck that dude that was like, I felt so underrepresented. And then, but we're not Chinese, right? But I could relate to that girl so heavily. Like, and all my minority friends will know what it feels like to like when your other friends don't get when you have to do stuff for your family. Like,
just because, like, I have to go like, home. Yeah.
Yeah. To clean and do chores and I enjoy myself because I'm with my family. Like literally, like minority people get that so hard, dude. Like I was watching it and Billy goes, is that
because the difference like, was there was two of us, so the friends are like, there was two of us. Go, no, we have to go home and do Fayaz, and they're like,
well, because both she of was you? So you know, she's so extra,
yeah,
and like she's so confident in who she is, and like she's so loud, and she's a perfectionist with grades and all that, like, and she's mean to that one little boy. So when we were watching it, Billy was like, dude, is that you?
That's everything so true, except for the having crushes because Drew didn't like anyone.
Oh yeah, everything except that. But you know how she was like, why would you like this normal ass kid? Like when you could like Four Town, that was me. I was literally like, why would we do that when we could like the Jonas Brothers? That was literally me. Like,
quit messing around.
I was like, you don't want these normies. You want someone like this, right? Yeah. Like, that was literally me. So I was like, so funny. I related so hard to that bitch, to Maymay, my girl Maymay.
And then her navigating her relationship with her mom, I just thought it was so beautiful.
It was so beautiful.
I was telling our uncle yesterday, I was telling him that I saw something that said the most unrealistic part about Encanto wasn't that they all had powers. It was that the grandma said
the grandma apologized. Yeah, dude, I was going to say those two both confront generational trauma because they like both have it. So like, that's why I was like, the nuanced discussion of generational trauma and how it affects like your family
kids
and how it's like passed down.
And then like the youngest one's always the one that combats it. Like, why we don't have to do that.
Like, she like challenges it where the older ones are like, this is just the way things are.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how it
exactly.
Is,
it's the same thing with Turning Red. Like
the mom's characters.
The mom's like, this is just the way things are. And then Mamie's like, why does it have to be that way? Like, it could definitely be different if we wanted it to be. Mm-hmm. So, and then, you know, like her mom comes around in the end too.
Yeah.
Like, Mamie's mom or Mamie's grandma. Right. So that's why I was like, yeah, generational trauma. I was like, damn, we're getting deep now. When they were talking, I saw the same thing about the joke in Encanto too. Like,
isn't that superpowers? It's that the grandma apologizes.
It's not that they have a magical house, it's that she said she's sorry for being me. Which I find so funny. Minority families can relate like to all of that.
That's true. Yeah.
Of any like ethnicity. So that's what I think is cool. That's why when I saw that all that hubbub about the white dude being like, I just couldn't relate
to what, like,
he literally said he felt so underrepresented in Turning Red, and he said he felt
literally any other Disney movie, and
I think like if you watch literally anything else, it doesn't even have to be a movie, you'll feel fine.
I think
that's why I told you
when I watched the movie Zombie High, I feel really underrepresented because I am not a zombie.
Literally when I watched Punks, I felt so underrepresented because I too was also, I was not a
in motocross. I felt underrepresented because I wanted it to be gay and it wasn't.
Like that's why some people were like, yeah, you're right, you're so right. When I watch Cars, I feel so underrepresented because I'm not a car. So I wouldn't know what it feels like.
I'll never know what it feels like to compete in the Piston Cup.
I'll never know what it feels like. That's why I was like, dude, this shit is so
those
funny.
Movies are awful and you can't change my mind.
Yeah, I guess they ended up pulling that review too, like because it got so much shit. Like that dude's review, the white dude Turning Red. Yeah.
They ended he up wrote like an actual movie review.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a TikTok.
No, dude, it was like an actual review, and
he said it was published, bitch. How embarrassing.
Yeah, and it was blown up on TikTok because people were like, "What the fuck about this dude?" And it's like a bald white guy, middle-aged white dude. That's why. And
when I watch Ratatouille, I don't feel represented because I'm not a rat.
I'm not a rat or a chef, so how am I supposed to feel?
Or
a food critic. So how am I supposed to feel represented by this movie?
That's your favorite movie is Ratatouille. We should end there.
Yes. The Ratatouille is just perfect.
Ooh, Monsters, Inc.
That's a comfort movie of mine. Both
the second Monsters, Inc.
and Monsters University.
That movie is so fucking funny.
Unbelievably funny.
So well, funny.
Wait, we credit, we quote Monsters, Inc. all the time.
A lot. Yeah.
Monsters, Inc. and Monsters University, too. Yeah. Like, those are my comfort movies. When I'm really sad, I put those on.
Ooh, those are good. Yeah.
Great movies. Mm-hmm. Great movies. Big Disney fans. Whatever. I don't want to hear it.
Whatever. Yeah. And now that they own Marvel.
Oh, yeah. Marvel. We didn't even need to get into that, but we love Marvel. Mm-hmm. We're big Marvel fans, for sure. So, well,
that's us.
That's us. That's it.
Okay. And then we always end on like things we could do better. The only thing I think about is to just try and watch movies outside of your comfort zone, not mm-hmm. in the sense of things that trigger you, but definitely ones that you're like, oh, I never thought I would like a French movie, or I never thought to think like maybe me pretending I don't like Disney movies doesn't have to be my personality trait and I could just give it a whirl.
Exactly. I was going to say, like, I was literally going to say watching Disney movies is like a perfect example of someone like, oh, excuse me. I like burp, where people ask like they're too good, act like they're too good to watch them.
Period. Yeah.
Come on, man. Like me and Billy watched Turning Red by ourselves. Like there was no kids there. I don't need a kid to make an excuse to watch the fucking movie.
No way.
I'm going to watch it because it's good. Mm-hmm. There you go. Oh my gosh, I just thought of the movie Spy Kids. I don't know why that movie just popped into my head.
I don't know. Why did I always think Spy Kids was a Disney movie?
I don't know. I used to think that too.
Definitely is not, but.
No, for sure not. But great movie.
I wanted to be Carmen Cortez.
No, seriously. Well, anyways, yeah, exactly what Dayson said. Just try new things. Like Dayson always is so great at like exposing me to new movies. I know we all laughed and ha-ha'd about how I never watched new TV shows. But I always watch new movies. So like Dayson always tells me,
yeah,
like,
sometimes.
I don't watch all the artsy movies that you watch.
Not all of them. What's like the last movie I recommended to you? Can you think of it? Oh, I know.
What?
It was Free Guy. And Drew didn't watch it. And it makes me
mad. Yes, first of all, I watched Free Guy before you, bitch. So there's
that one. Did you finish it?
No, because I didn't like it. Listen,
doesn't count.
I don't care what anybody says. I really like Ryan Reynolds, but like I tried watching it and it didn't. It literally, I watched 40 minutes of it and I didn't laugh once. So that's why I was like, yeah, turn this shit off. Like
I was over. We're all my free guys out
it's
there.
It's not like I watched like only the first 10 minutes and I was like, I'll turn it off. I literally was 42 minutes into the movie and I was like, dude, this shit sucks. Turn it off. I just
it was really it funny.
Take it didn't appeal to me. So is what it is.
He has that new movie out called The Adam Project. I'd give it a strong 7 out of 10, maybe 6. I fell asleep, but
I watched Trixie and Katya watch it. That's like my extent of movie watching sometimes.
That's right. Drew'll say, oh, I've seen it. And I go, when? She goes, oh no, I watch Queens Like to Watch. That's how I know.
I watched Trixie and Katya watch it. So technically it's the same. But I watched them watch it and I could tell even they didn't really care for it. So like you could literally tell.
It was just all right. I love seeing Mark Ruffalo and Jennifer Garner back together. Because
love that.
One of my favorite movies is 13 Going on 30. Love
such
that.
Such a great movie. Such a
great She's the love. Man. That's another great movie.
Oh yeah, dude. Amanda Vines in her prime, dude. She's well, so
and then
funny.
When it came out, me and Drew, we were grew up soccer girls, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So that's why watching, I'm all literally me. That's literally
literally. Literally me, even though Channing Tatum was in his fucking, he was like 28 in that movie, yeah, and he's playing a 17-year-old.
We quote that movie a lot too.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my god, the high school boys don't look like him, even though he's in
his
they look fucking,
all pimply and short.
Yeah, they look like actual 17-year-olds, literally. Not a fucking 28-year-old man.
That's like on you some Euphoria shit. Yeah.
No, seriously. But yeah, that's another great movie. But anyways. I do try new movies a lot more often than I try new TV shows. I'll say that. That's what I'll say.
Is there a movie you're excited about? Maybe we'll end on that.
There's honestly a lot of movies I haven't seen yet. Like I haven't seen Jackass yet.
That one is good. We just saw The Lost City. This will come out after it's out, but we just saw The Lost City. It was pretty good.
Oh yeah. The Lost City was so funny. It was really good. Fun. Also the what's the new Marvel movie that's coming out?
The Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah. That one's coming out. That's cool.
I think it's in April or May. I know Moon Knight comes out in like 10 days. I'm super fired up about that. That's
what
a
movie?
It's a Disney Plus show called Moon Knight.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
It's a different, I think he's like an anti-type of hero. I don't really know that much about him, but it has Oscar Isaac in it, and I'm in love with that man and I'll do anything for him.
I haven't seen that movie. Or that show. I haven't seen anything about that. I'm so behind on movies, but like...
I know, I'm like, it's literally been advertised everywhere.
I haven't seen that anywhere.
We haven't seen The Batman.
Oh yeah, the Batman. I haven't seen that either.
So behind.
I know. But I heard it's really good. So I heard like Robert Pattinson and Zoe Kravitz killed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say I'm looking forward to any movie that appeals to me. It doesn't take much to appeal to me or not appeal to me, I should say.
Okay. Yeah. I'm excited to watch this movie called X. I can't think of who directed it, but it has Kid Cudi, Brittany Snow, Jenna Ortega, and it's supposed to be a scary movie, like a slasher film. So I'm excited to watch that.
Mm.
I'm excited to see Everything Everywhere All at Once. It has Michelle.
I know that. Michelle Yao?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm also a Michelle fan. Can you imagine?
See, I know that movie, and that's an A24 film, right?
Yeah. These are all A24 films that I'm in.
Was that one directed by Jordan Peele?
No, that's called Nope. That's a different one. Okay, that one's going to be really good. That's with Daniel Kaluuya and Kiki Palmer. I'm excited about that one, too.
That one looks really good. That has to do with aliens, right?
It's assumed, yeah, because he's so vague in the way he does his trailers, which I love. Yeah. It makes the movie experience way more exciting because you're like, what? Mm-hmm. I didn't see this.
Yeah, because Get Out. We didn't even talk about that. That was a great movie, too.
That one, yeah. Loved Us. That was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
We love a good scary movie, yeah.
Yeah, I'm super open to scary movies now. I never used to be, but now I've evolved. So there you go.
All right, friends. Well, thank you for tuning into this episode of Two Idiot Girls, where we talked about all of our favorite movies and why Mary-Kate and Ashley deserve an Oscar for their performance in Passport to Paris.
They deserve a what do you call it? Like just something for their service.
A lifetime society. Achievement award.
Yeah, from, like, literally. The Academy. For all their acts of service.
So, but yeah, please follow us on Instagram @_twoidiotgirls, and our personal accounts are always linked in the bio. Mm-hmm. And then I think we're going to have an announcement coming out, I think in a couple of weeks. So we'll keep you posted on the Instagram. Please send us what topics you want us to speak about and things like that. And yeah, we'll see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.